If you have your Bibles, you want to turn with me to the Psalm. We'll begin with Psalm 27. I thought I was through this morning, but I found out I wasn't. And so this is going to be part two of waiting for the Lord, or wait for the Lord. In Psalm 27, and I want to read verse 14, if I can get there. Pages sticking together. Psalm 27:14. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And we're going to talk about that a little later on. And then turn with me to Habakkuk chapter 2. And I want to begin reading there with verse 2. Habakkuk 2. Well, I'll just read verse 1 with it. I will stand upon my watch and set upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say to me, and what I shall reply when I'm reproved. The Lord answered me and said, write the vision, make it plain, or explain it actually, upon tablets, that he who reads, or he, the one who reads this, who proclaims it, may run and tell this good news. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak, and it will not lie or deceive. Though it delays, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not procrastinate. Okay? Talking about God's timing and waiting for God's timing, right? Then look at Luke chapter 24 and look at verse 49, Luke chapter 24 and verse 49. Jesus doing the speaking said, behold, I'll send the promise of the Father. We know that's the Holy Spirit from other scriptures. I'll send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry or wait in Jerusalem, in the city of Jerusalem, until you are endued with power from on high. Then turn with me to Acts chapter 1, and let's look at verse 4. Acts chapter 1, verse 4. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which he says, you've heard of me. That's just reiterating what we read in Luke 24. And then turn with me to Romans chapter 8. And I want to look at verse 25 in Romans chapter 8. But if we hope for that we see not, then we have patience. No, pardon me. Then we with patience wait for it. In verse 24 says, for we're saved by hope, but hope that seen is not hope. For what one sees, why does he yet hope for it? And so, if you're hoping for something, or if you're waiting for something, it hasn't occurred yet, right? Because once it occurs, you're not waiting, you're not hoping. It's already there. I mean, it's a reality then, right? Now, what I want to emphasize this evening is that waiting is more than enduring. Generally, when we think of waiting, we put patience with that, and there's nothing wrong with that, because patience goes with the waiting. But
Generally, when we talk of waiting and we talk of patience, people thinking of just sort of digging in and enduring whatever until whatever we're expecting comes to pass. But in reality, if you look at the times when it says wait, it says expect, to fully expect. And so we were looking in the psalm to begin with. He says to wait on Lord, fully expect what the Lord has said will come to pass. And he tells Habakkuk the same thing. You know, when you write this vision and you make it plain to where people can understand it, and then the one who takes this vision and goes out and explains or proclaims this thing, everyone will know it. Though it delays, it's waiting on the timing of God. You understand? But it's going to come to pass at the set time God has assigned for that. And a lot of times we mistake the waiting, God waiting for the timing of God to be God forgetting, which He doesn't forget, or God just withholding. But the fact is that there is a set time for everything. Solomon says it this way in Ecclesiastes 3, for everything there is a season and a time for every purpose. Everything has a time. And people don't understand that. I mean, you know, trees don't blossom in the dead of winter. I know they're manipulating it right now, okay? But there's a time for trees to bud out. And Jesus tells us in the parable, when you see the trees bud forth, you know that summer is near. Everything set up on time. Well, anything that God does through promise, whether it's a written promise in the Word of God, or whether it's something that God speaks to your heart, that has a time. God has a set time for that to come to pass. Now, here's what He's wanting us to do. Expect it fully. Expect it fully. And see, this is where the Jewish religious people missed it when the Messiah came. They were waiting in the sense that they're enduring, hoping for sometime in the future for the Messiah to come, but the reality is they don't have an anticipation for the Messiah. It's like Jesus talking to the woman at well, we know when Messiah comes that He'll tell us that. Jesus said, He's talking to you. You understand? He revealed Himself to that woman. You don't have to wait any longer. He's here. You follow me? But we can push things off in the distance without really fully expecting. I was thinking this afternoon, growing up, in church and in the denomination and all that I was in. And those, I can't tell you how many services, seemed like all of them, that they were talking about Jesus could come at any moment. And even though I wasn't serving God, I was expecting, because I had a fear that if the Lord would show up, the old series, I'd be left behind. That was my fear then. But I was thinking how it's amazing that even in that state, you have a higher expectation then than you do after you've been saved for several years. you don't expect the Lord. This is why people don't see the Lord in church services. They don't expect it. They don't expect the Lord to show up. And in Malachi, he talks about how, you know, that he's going to show up suddenly. And who can stand the day of his coming? Well, he showed up and they couldn't stand it. You know why? Because the way he appeared was as a refiner's fire and a launderer's soap. He's not stroking their flesh and defeating their enemy. He's dealing with them. And the thing about the waiting process is God is dealing with you as an individual. Do I really expect the Lord? What is my expectation of the Lord? Do I have everything in the far distant future? Or do I expect to live with the Lord right now? Do I expect to commune with the Lord right now? Do I expect to see the Lord right now? Do I expect God to intervene in my daily living? And most people, if they would be honest, and I'm talking about believers, we'll leave the heathen alone there. I'm talking about believers. Most believers aren't expecting God to be included in their daily routine of life. Well, as long as I can handle it, I don't need him. Now, we wouldn't dare say it, but we act it out. And I'm learning that I always need him. No matter what I'm doing, I need the Lord. And I need him included because I need to draw off of his wisdom. And so I'm fully expecting him to respond. You follow me? We're talking about more than endured. We're talking about an expectation. And the Lord wants to get that expectation. Now you think about this. Jesus told the disciples, his apostles, go to Jerusalem. He gave them a specific location. Now first off, they have to be obedient. Going to some other city is not going to get it. Go to Jerusalem and wait until you're endued with power. Now, they go to Jerusalem, I believe they had an expectation. They didn't understand what was going to occur or how it was going to occur. But there's an expectation there. Because they remain there. They keep meeting, assembling themselves together. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all together. They didn't know it was going to be on the day of Pentecost, but they have a high expectation that something is going to happen. This promise that Jesus has told them about, something's going to happen that's going to endue them with power. Now we're talking about people who've already been in the ministry for a little while. But they're fully expecting something. And before he left, Jesus said, when the Holy Spirit comes on you, you'll receive power and you'll be witnesses. And so they're not just camping out in Jerusalem enduring. They have a high expectation that something is getting ready to occur. Have you ever read in your Bible how Jesus is coming for those who are looking for him? How many people look for the Lord in any given service? Think about it. He's coming for those who are looking for him. If you're looking for the Lord, you'll hear the Lord, you'll see the Lord. But if you just enduring, you'll probably be like the people in Jesus' day. You know, they talk about the Messiah and they don't recognize Messiah. They don't know the Lord because they don't have an expectation of the Lord. God wants us expecting Him. You understand? I have a high anticipation that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, and if you bury this body, I have an expectation that this body will come up in God's time. When is that? I don't know. But I'm going to be living, getting along pretty good even before it occurs. You see where I'm coming from? Why? We have an expectation of God's word that cannot lie. Jesus has given us a promise. We read in Corinthians where Paul is saying that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. I fully believe that, and that's what I expect. I don't expect to go into limbo or purgatory or whatever. I expect to be in the presence of the Lord. And if we could get out of the flesh now, we'd live in the presence of the Lord now. I'll let you think about that one, okay? But God wants us focused on Him with a full hope. And really, hope, if you look at it by definition, is just it's expecting. You have a goal out there that you're expecting to reach, and so we want to reach that goal. So we're expecting. Once I get to the goal, I just did away with my expectation. I don't need it any longer. But until that promise comes to pass, then I need to be fully expecting it to come to pass. Now, the way this came to me was waiting is more than enduring. Have an expectancy. And that's really what we're camping down on, is develop an expectancy of God's word to you coming to pass. Don't try to make it come to pass. Let it come to pass. Many years ago, the Lord spoke to me and told me not to force ministry, but to allow ministry. Don't try to manipulate the Spirit of God, but allow the Spirit of God to flow through you. You with me? And a lot of people try to force the issue. When God wants us to relax. I'm telling you, when I first went into ministry, I was like a nervous wreck. You understand? You're so anxious. You want this, and I mean, the butterflies and all that stuff, and about sick on your stomach and all this kind of stuff. And God wants us to relax in Him and to realize it's not you, it's me. Paul said it, for me to live is Christ. That's what I want you to get a revelation of. For you to live is Christ. And if you're to live as Christ, then Christ is doing it. He's just doing it through your body. That takes the pressure off you. Now, I thank God for taking the pressure off of me through revelation. Because I don't have to make anything happen. All I have to do is deliver the word. You understand? A farmer does not have to make a seed grow. All he has to do is put it in the ground. You understand? You put it in the ground. And the ground has in it the ability to bring forth the seed. Excuse me. But when that person puts it in the ground, he expects it to come up. So does God. God puts His Word in us, either as we read or as He speaks, then that Word is like a seed going on the inside of us. God is expecting His Word to come to pass. As a matter of fact, Isaiah says it this way, His Word will not return void. And it may not accomplish what you're looking for, but it's going to accomplish what God's looking for. It'll fulfill the purpose for which God sent it. You understand? Not everybody that hears the gospel responds to the gospel. But the bottom line is, they heard the gospel. You with me? They got the message.
Now, when I was pondering on this, just have an expectation. And I thought about a pregnant woman. You know, when a woman gets pregnant, she expects to have a baby, not to stay pregnant the rest of her life. You ladies agree with that? You got a witness, didn't you? Yeah. But a lot of people, like Christians, you hear the Word of God and you're well, I don't know if I'll ever see it come to pass or not. No, that woman that's pregnant has a full expectation. She's not questioning, am I a little bit pregnant, or is this going to happen, or that going to happen? No, it's going to happen. You understand, when God's Word goes on the inside of you, you're not a little bit pregnant. You can't get a little bit pregnant. You either are or you're not. You follow me? And when that Word goes in, then nurture it. Just nurture it. You know, a woman has to eat, and usually more than normal. Now she's feeding too now, right? Okay, so you keep nurturing. You keep nurturing that seed and let that thing come into maturity. How many of you know it's dangerous to have an immature baby, premature? So you're not wanting a premature delivery. You're wanting to go full term. Well, I'm going to tell you, when God's seed goes in, He has a full term. And the healthiest for that seed is to carry it full term. And when it's time, in the fullness of time, in God's time, you just expecting to see what God said would come to pass. You understand? You have a word, you have a promise. You know, a woman can, you know, she gets out here, right? Well, she has some signs, but she hasn't seen the baby. She just knows the baby is coming. And I am fully expecting it. I really have an anticipation of seeing this baby. It should be that way with us, with the promises of God, with the Word of God, to have an anticipation of seeing that thing come into fruition. I know when the Lord spoke to me about the college, I mean, it was a tremendous anticipation. You only carry for a period of time, and then you give birth. God does not put His seed in you for you not to give birth to that seed. Now, you can abort it, but God wants us to carry it full term and deliver it. You understand? And a lot of the reason we're not seeing God's Word come to pass in our life is not God's fault, it's ours. We abort so often. We lose our expectation. And when you lose your expectation, your anticipation of something good happening, you start getting discouraged and you let God's Word go. And God says, no, expect. I want you to expect. Get pregnant with that Word on the inside of you. If people would start seeing themselves pregnant, this outreach center, we call it a church or whatever, the way this came into existence was incredible. Driving down the road in my car about a half a mile from the house, the name dropped inside me. I promise you that I wouldn't have thought it in my wildest dreams. I didn't want it. You understand? I didn't want it.
But Thomasville World Outreach Center was dropped on the inside of me. And I said out loud, Lord, I never want to pastor a church again as long as I live. Nevertheless, you have to get that part in there. You understand? That's all I heard. 2 years later, I got out of the shower and was coming out of the bathroom, and as I walked in the doorway, the Spirit of God said, He called a person's name. He said, people are expecting this person to give birth to a baby and they're not pregnant. You're pregnant. Give birth. Nobody had to tell me what that meant. You understand? Metaphorically, I still knew what it meant. And before that week was over, this outreach center had a tax ID number. That's how much impact that had on me. The same way with the college. Give birth. Give birth. You've carried it full term. Now give birth. I guess with this, I was like an elephant, carried it for a couple of years. Spirit Training Center, many years. You follow me? But when that word went in, I knew what the Lord said and I expected it. For all those years, the training center word was on the inside of me. I expected a training center to come into fruition. I just didn't know how long it was going to take. You understand? This college was 19 years later from that word. But I never lost the expectation of that. And this is what God's saying. I put that in you. Now you expect it to come to pass. You know, we talk about pregnant women. What do we say? They're expecting. Right? What are they expecting? Well, I would hope they're expecting somebody that will resemble them. You understand? A human being to be born. Well, when God's Word comes into you, what are you expecting? You're expecting what that Word says. Now, you may not be able to put all the features to it like you can't put the features to the baby. But you know the form. It may be an abstract, but you've got an idea. And so what are you doing? You're expecting the Word of God to come to pass. When I speak, I expect that Word to produce. Now, the interesting thing about it is I don't see a lot that has absolutely nothing to do with whether or not God's Word is going to come to pass. It will do what God sent it to do. And I fully expect that. And I don't get discouraged when I don't see this, that, or the other. The Word's working. The Word's working. You think about parents rearing children. They put words in and words in. This kid ever going to learn? This kid ever going to do this? Ever going to do that? But you keep putting it in. You keep putting it in. You keep watering it. You understand? You keep watering that thing. And in time, things come to pass. The proverb says that that word that you put in. You put the training in the child. Oh, it doesn't say he won't go astray. He says that he won't depart from it. That word will hone him. The way that training you put in, it'll talk to you. Man, I could hear Mama talking. You understand? I can hear God talking. God puts that word in. And so I constantly remind myself of the Word of God. I speak the Word of God over myself every day. I expect that Word to come into fruition. I see it come. I see it happen. You understand? But a lot of times there's a delay, but it's not a procrastination. It's waiting until it comes to maturity. You don't want to pick fruit before it's mature because it's not edible. You follow me? It can actually create some problems for you. God's wanting things to come to maturity, but He doesn't want us to lose our expectancy while things are maturing on the inside of us. And so the message of this, wait for the Lord. This evening, what I would say is have an expectancy. Have an expectancy for that word that God has spoken to come to pass. And don't let it go. You watch it come to pass. In God's time, in God's way, but you have to cooperate. Amen? Okay. That's part two. And I think that's the ending. Hopefully. Get it out there. Father, I thank You that You bless us indeed, enlarge our territory, Your hands with us to keep us from evil, so that we do not cause pain. You bless us and keep us. You make Your face to shine upon us. You're gracious unto us. You lift up Your countenance upon us and You give us peace. So, Lord, we invite You to rise up. Let Your enemies be scattered, and those who hate You be before You. Amen. You know, this is world outreach. And that bothered me for a long time. And I thought to the Lord about it. But, you know, there's more going out of here than any of us realize. The curriculum, the messages and all that, it's going all over the world. And people are inquiring about things as far as we give the curriculum away if they want to start college and training centers of their own. I don't want you under my auspices. I don't want the responsibility. I'll help you, but if God spoke to you, then you follow the Spirit of God and don't look to a person. You with me? But the Word of God is going out. What was it? This past week, Tammy got an email from a guy in Africa that was a baby. I don't even know how many years ago. But he had a study guide. He sent her a picture of a study guide. It's things every pastor should know. And he wanted her to ask me. He found out that she was my daughter. And he wanted her to ask me if he could get more material like that. So she said, you want his email? I said, you know, you respond. You do it. She needs to get involved. And I told her, I said, tell him to go on the STC Bible College website. And he'd get all the material he wants, plus he'd get the audio as well, or video. You don't know what it's doing. You don't know who's seeing it. You don't know. I've sent all kinds of materials. Mailed I don't know how many. Tapes and study guides and all that. What is it? It's seed. He's just putting the seed out. What's going to happen to it? It's going to do what God wanted it to do. That's what's going to happen to it. And I fully expect it not to return void. Amen? Okay. Did I speak the blessing? Okay. I did? Andrew said I did. We need to get a show of hands on this. Okay, you guys have a great week.